Blog Talk Radio. Hello there. Welcome with Love and Light and happy 11-11. How's everyone doing? You've tuned in to Awakenings Radio, and I'm your host and fellow spiritual traveler and co-pilot, Michelle Mache. It's really great to connect with all of you on this wonderful, wonderful day. Hope everyone's doing well. So we have a wonderful program. Hello, all in the chat. I can see people coming in the sacred space of empowerment as well. It's good to connect with all of you. Some of you, I want to just let you know there's been a couple changes. Some of you may know this already, but we're changing up the format a little bit here. So if you are new to Awakenings, just kind of listen up, and this will give you a little bit of an overview. We are doing my 2012 updates and talks and dialogues. Also, I'll be answering questions and doing readings for the first half of the program. And then the second half, we will be bringing on our awakened guests. We'll be calling in. So this is the best of both worlds. I get to connect with all of you and have a bit more of a dialogue and conversation, answer questions, and also do readings and the channel guidance. And we'll be, as this gets more kind of involved and evolved, as it evolves, I will also have ahead of time what I'll be talking about and whether we're going to do dream therapy or shamanic inner work or dream reentry or work with numerology or channeling. All that is metaphysical, all that is spiritual, and also integrating esoteric studies, esoteric wisdom, and spiritualism, which I have a very, very strong foundation and background in. So, cool, Sylvia. Woohoo, what a treat. Yeah, I love doing that, so it's easy for me. And someone was saying, how can you kind of go back and forth? But I do that in my private practice anyway, in group readings or channelings. You know, when I'm doing more of the conscious channeling, when I'm more of a trance channeler, it's hard for me to do that. But I only do that at specific times, and then someone would definitely need to man the or woman the switchboard and such. But as far as the conscious channel or translator, the information and doing readings, definitely can do that. So if you happen to be new and you want to listen as a guest, that's absolutely great. If you would like further interaction, all you need to do is just scroll down to the bottom of the page and either sign in or register, which is just name and email, and that will get you interacting in the chat room as well. And if you'd like to listen by phone, the number is 347-539-5122, 347-539-5122. And if you have a question or comment, just press 1 on the keypad, and then I will know you have a comment or question. So we did have some feedback. I had quite a few emails come in from the last program last Wednesday about the new format, and with a yay, 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 and some further questions to answer. So we're going to do that today. So thank you for that feedback, and also received some feedback on the Awakenings Radio page on iTunes about the program, some positive, affirming, appreciation feedback. So I thank you for that. If you do have feedback or comments, you can reach me at awakenings@selfandlight.com. And let's put that in the chat. And, of course, on Facebook, www.facebook.com, and then it's just / Michelle Mache, and that'll get you to me as well. But best to forward questions to the awakenings at selfandlight.com. Sometimes I get them on Facebook, but I'm not always, you know, a regular, as consistent, let's just say, with the back end or the inbox. And so if you want to do that, that's helpful to do it that way. And then conscious inspired living is another aspect. So I'm just going to put those down. .com, blogspot. And that just lets me know that, you know, because this is your program. This is for all of us. It's not just for me. So it lets me know that you are being served, that you're receiving what you need and want. So that's what this is for. It's for the community. Our guest today, those of you that are tuning in that will be calling in at 12:45, is Dr. Craig Martin, who's a spiritual counselor, relationship expert, and author of Elemental Love Styles, which is about finding compatibility and creating a lasting relationship. And he is also an astrologer and has a background with the runes, which I also love, and Druid mysticism, which is another thing that I studied in England, so I love as well. So that will be great, too. You don't want to miss that. If you do have a question or comment, I see new people on the switchboard. Just press 1 on the keypad, and then I will know that you have a question or a comment. I want to, before we get into 1111, which is auspicious vibrational frequency encoding, that is digitally, not just digitally, we notice it digitally is communicated to us, but it's also communicated through groupings of items, things, occurrences in the form of 11 and 11, and it also corresponds with 111, and we're going to be diving into that in a little bit. I did want to answer, we had a question, and a couple of questions, actually 3 questions came in, and they're all very similar, and asked not to be, at least one of them said, you know, not to say their name on air, but we'll say Jay, so they may know who they are, was saying that they really resonated with the show last week and about people trying to get control or take control. Now, this is going to be, you know, and I really want to preface this because I'm not coming from a place of doom and gloom or scary things to be, you know, dire straits here. But we are at a time right now, very, very pivotal crossroads. And a lot, if you look at our whole world, everything really is predicated on relationship. Even business, it's all about relationship. And in fact, some of the most successful business people will say that. I'm just a salesperson, or I'm just a person of service. I'm trying to get my message across and be of service. So if you've listened to business shows, they will say that. They'll say it's really about service. It even if you have, you know, hundreds or thousands of employees, or millions or billions of dollars you're making, it really is about people. It's really about relationship. And so we are at a part right now in the shift. It really started in 2008, where we started moving into, many of you have heard me mention this, right relationship and right livelihood. We've had, since the mid-90s, when we had this grand cross that was there affecting Taurus, Scorpio, looking at our underneath the surface and looking at what we value, what or who we value, right? Kicked in again a lot more in 2008, 2009. We really started looking more at the shadow and how we live out polarity, how we live out a dual existence here. That's just a way of learning and a way of sharing and a way of our God nature, a God is us experiencing and expressing these extremes and these dual natures. Even from the basic of what's electrical or magnetic or what's male and what's female, what's in, what's out, what's hot, what's cold, what's hate, what's love, you know, or hate and like. Love being actually out of that. Joy being not in the polarity. Love being not in the polarity. Peace being not in the polarity. Those are unifying energies as they are, that can be experienced within the polarity or emotional opposites. So what's starting to happen is we've gone as far as we can as a humanity, as a species, as a cosmos with the extremes. Now, this does mean you will experience or see more extremes as it's coming to this critical point or fulcrum where more of the mainstream or race consciousness realizes we can't go on anymore. We can't go on if the have and have not. We can't go on with the extreme. This started in the harmonic convergence, where on a subtle plane level, we began, even though people don't necessarily see it on the surface, but we began as this coming together, as this unifying. Can we harmonize? Can we bring more cohesiveness? This doesn't mean we're all going to be, you know, homogenized and just, you know, one mute color, you know, monochromatic life, or everybody's blending. But there is going to be more of a urge, of a draw to resonate or be drawn to where you're more and more resonating, and with people that you're more and more resonating with, to create more harmony so that we're not learning or living by what it isn't or what isn't working, and then finding out what is working. We'll be automatically drawn to what is work. So we have right now, astrologically, Saturn in Libra, which is squaring Pluto in Capricorn, which will, a further square will happen when Uranus moves back into Aries, which is all about extending out and freedom and liberation, breaking from what's constricting. So right now, what is really highlighted are relationships. And some people perhaps on the challenges, whether it's economic challenges or uncertainty, instability, insecurity of the times, the signs of the times are saying things are uncertain because they're in a flux to create the new change or the new world order, the new way, which is all about more of a harmonizing. So it is disruptive. Some people will respond with that by power plays or power struggles. And so it is very important at this time to be able to, one, not take things so personally and see where you're at, you know, where you're being triggered when somebody is doing an action that seems mean or, you know, that it shouldn't be happening to you. So some of the questions that I had was, how do we handle this? One person said, I've been struggling with this type of control behavior. I'm attracting friends that control me or put me down or make themselves feel better. And this person's also saying that every situation is having them speak up. Another person was saying that they're living with somebody in their life, that this is all of a sudden they're starting to get more controlling, and then the husband had lost a job, and so they're acting out in this way. So the one thing is, and a couple of people were asking, well, how do we deal with this? How do you recognize if a person is operating from a less aware state? And they're saying, I tend to befriend people, and initially the friendship seems balanced, but as time goes on, I actually see that the friendship was imbalanced from the start. Well, one thing I'm right away going to suggest, on my website, that there is the 5-step emotional clearing process. I believe it even says clearing process on the link. You can download that for free, and that will help you see what your pattern is. I also do have the 5-step emotional clearing process CD that is also on the website. And you can also do that. What you have to do, if you had a domestic last night about whether to go to Cancun or Big Island, Cosmic Sing. Yeah, well, that's the kind of stuff. What you need to do is you need to see where you are triggered. And we're going to do a bit of a meditation today on this that will help with this. Because what's happening right now also with the 11-11 energy, which is always there, but it is highlighted. We do live in a numerical or signature universe. So we are working from vibrational frequencies that break down to numerical configurations, which, you know, further break down to, you know, obviously a wavelength, an energy frequency. But we do look at them you know, to get them to make them more tangible in a mathematical way. So today is a day about harmonizing. 11/11, or tomorrow rather, 11/11, which is coming up, is a time to move more into that harmonizing frequency. 11/11 corresponds to the 11th chakra or the 11th dimension, whereas we're coming back together. The 12th chakra or 12th dimension is a complete synthesis, just like in an astrological chart. So you have all the 12 houses, which are each are an aspect or quality or tone of energy or a tone of expression or how one expresses their energy. But then out of that 12, you get a synthesis, which is the 13th. It encompasses all of them. But by the time you get to the 11th, you are starting to realize yourself as an individuated aspect of the all that is, but also an aspect of the collective, not a part of the collective, an aspect. You're feeling and seeing yourself as part of the one. And that's why 11/11 as a vibrational attunement is so important, because when you look at it, when you meditate on it, you begin to see that out of the one comes the many, and from the many we arrive to the one. So that 1-1-1-1 breaks down to a 2 on one side. So it's just it reflects our polarity, that there might be, in even in relationship, that I'm the one, but I'm relating to another one, and that one creates a 2. But when you divide that one, that 2, rather, you get back to the one. So it is an attunement. A lot of people don't realize this. When you are meditating on 11/11, you're receiving an attunement, and you're realigning to that frequency of one, which is the all that is. So when you, the more that you meditate on 11/11, or when you see it, you know, digitally, or however it comes across to you, and you center right there in between the 11 or 1/1, right there in the center, and then the other 1/1, you align to the truth, and it happens vibrationally. It happens through the chakras. It happens on a physical, physiological level, a mentally, emotionally, spiritual level. You move into that oneness frequency, so that whatever you're seeing, whatever you're engaging with, even though it seems like the other, there's also an acknowledgement that it is also you. It's an aspect of you, that it's one and the same, not just a part, but an aspect, an extension of, if you will. So tomorrow is a very important, I'm already in the energy right now, so I've been calling it today because I've been doing quite a few meditations on the vibrational attunement, an alignment of, it's both an alignment and attunement. So how do we know, this person asks, how do we know if someone is going to be responding not that aware and maybe going to be confrontive or pull some power plays or power struggles? You notice it by the subtle energy, and you notice if when you're talking to that person or engaging or in a situation, does your tummy start feeling a little tight? Do you feel yourself slightly moving back just a little bit? Because what will tend to happen is our mind, the ego mind, overrides it because it wants to color the experience in a different way. And mind you, it's not about cutting off from these people. It's learning how to deal with them or manage the energy or be with them, which is to see where we're triggered, to become emotionally clear so we see that they are reacting through their pattern. It's not the truth of who they are. It's not the truth of us, even when we react this way. It's our pattern. It's our constructed relating pattern. It's our constructed responses. Because when you're acting in a controlling way or controlling matter, either over control or when you're feeling that you don't have enough control, you're being triggered and you're reacting not from the truth of who you are, because no one can really control us. You know, our circumstances can definitely be controlled, what we experience, but how we experience it as a spiritual being in that state of oneness cannot be controlled. So you need to first handle your own, and again, five-step emotional clearing process, any kind of alpha-theta healing or clearing, you need to see where your pattern is and why you're being triggered and how you're being triggered. and begin to desensitize the triggering, to begin to release some of the emotional charge. And again, on my website, selfandlight.com, there are processes, whether the CD or you can just, again, download and print the basic clearing process for free. Then you can see what's really going on, and then you can see how to respond. And definitely I would say for the people that are attracting this on a continual basis, it's saying that there's more clearing that you need to do, that the pattern is drawing this in. As far as boundaries, I had one person email and say that they're speaking up a lot. It's not always about speaking up. It's more about your inner boundaries of what you're drawn to. Because sometimes speaking up just fans the flame. Sometimes it's to do a healthy retreat, even though you might be misunderstood, but to pull back and then focus more on your path, more on your life, more on your creativity. If someone is controlling, the best thing to do is to seek how you can be more empowered. Because if someone's trying to control you, they're actually not feeling empowered. So by arguing or trying to tell them they're being controlling, absolutely just fans the fire. It just puts more, you know, and some people puts gasoline and phew, there it goes. So what you want to do, again, is look back. And again, you can also email me on my blog, The Soul Insights, which is on the Conscious Inspired Living link.com link, and I can go more detail in this. And I've got a few more other emails, but I do want to get to calls that I will be going over, because these are, I think this is important. We need to know how to deal with this. And yeah, and Tammy is putting in the chat, really good point, energetic boundaries. Yes, it's not so much, because a lot of times people say, I told them what I said and they were doing this to me and I spoke my truth. That's not energetic boundaries. That's getting in the power struggle. That's trying to get in the one-upmanship. And that further alienates and puts you both on the polarity plane. So what you actually want to do, and sometimes even what you can do, is take a breath internally, see where you're being charged. You'll get a picture, a flash, you know, or you'll get a feeling of a previous situation. And what you can even just say in your own mind is just, that was in the past, I'm in the present now. And take a breath and really relax. Relax into the situation so that you get soft, so you're not putting up energetic barriers or walls. Even with that person and see their pattern, see their dysfunctional pattern, see their power play, see their power struggle. Breathe it in. And as you breathe out, you're going to see that you're going to see the power struggle. And you're going to see the power play move to the side, on either side, and you're going to see that person as a spiritual being, as they really are. That on the inner plane, we call that inner plane work, begins to dissolve the situation. Also talking higher self to higher self. Now, if it doesn't change the outer situation, sometimes it does, and sometimes right away, but if it doesn't, keep doing that. Look at the person, see what's bothering you about them, what they're doing to you, right? You're feeling something's being done to you. You have to acknowledge that. You have to feel that. You have to see that. Oh, they did this. They're saying this. You have to see that. Take a breath. And when you breathe out, see it moving, just like a cloud dissipating. See it moving away from them. So now you're seeing them beyond their pattern. You're seeing them beyond what they're doing. You're seeing their being, and now you connect in with their being. So the more that you can do that, you align to the meditative state, you align to the frequency of one, of the all that is, and their creative change can happen. So we're just going to take a moment before I get on the phone lines to take a breath. And I invite you, if there's anyone that you're having any issues with or discord or there's an extreme situation polarizing that's going on, I want you just to call them in right now, just visually or maybe even on a feeling level. Maybe for some it'll be an emotional level where there's anger, sadness, or resentment. And we're just going to call them in on the inner plane right now. And you're actually going to acknowledge as you're breathing here what you think, what you feel is being done to you, what they're doing, what you see, what you're observing is being done to you, what they're doing and what you're doing. Now you're going to take another breath. And then as you breathe out, you're just going to relax the body more, relax into the situation so that you're now releasing those energetic walls, you're releasing the energetic barriers. Good. And one more time, breathe in. And as you breathe out, I want you to see what they're doing, the relating pattern, the actions of their doing. I want you to begin to see that and feel that moving to the side, moving away from them. So now you're focused not on what they're doing, but you're focused on their being. So in this moment, you're moving into that oneness, the oneness of the all that is, moving out of the extreme polarity. And you're allowing yourself now to align into the truth of who you are, moving into that center point of oneness in a way that brings greater love, light, wisdom, and understanding, so that you're now operating from the highest level of knowingness, knowing that you are a divine spiritual being, experiencing and expressing in life-fulfilling and abundant ways, in a way that you're drawing in all life-enhanced experiences and expressions. And now as you look at that situation in front of you, you see beyond the situation into that center point of oneness. And you're now noticing the shift that's taken place. You notice the change. All right. And hello and welcome to the program. 814-903, welcome to the program.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hi.
Wow, that was really refreshing. Oh, my name's Liz from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Liz.
That meditation was very refreshing.
Oh, thank you. I feel it too. I can really feel it. The subtle end. And that tingle everyone's feeling, that's the subtle end. That's the truth of who we are.
I know, it's neat.
Yeah, you feel that? That's, yes.
So can I get a reading on a relationship? Can you do that?
Yes. Go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been really, learning and growing and changing. And this individual I've been kind of communicating with,
Stuck. Yeah, I can feel the stuck.
You say it's stuck? Oh, okay. I didn't know what you said. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So go ahead. What's your question, Liz?
I just want to know what direction it's going in, if it's something that is going to be a wonderful thing or if it's going to continue to stay stuck.
I feel this individual, and this kind of will go for some other people as well that are listening right now, sometimes are wanting to change things or even help things. Remember, we're talking about polarity here, Liz. So if you are the polarity, you're on the part of the polarity plane of movement and joy and come on, let's do this, let's have fun. And that person in their life is not ready for that. They will hold the other part of the polarity plane, which is non-movement and stuck. And that's what I feel this individual is doing, not within their own life and within the relationship. So what I would like you to do is begin to breathe back your energy. So some of the energy you're using to move this person and this relationship, you want them to see how wonderful it is and can be, could be, and how wonderful they are. And because they're not yet there to see that, what's happening is you're so fully taking on that role, that energy, that picture, that they're so fully taking on the other role, the other picture. You got that?
Right.
So I feel, at least for the now, I would say for another 3-4 months, probably February, if you stay in that long, February, March, and actually they're telling me, the guides are telling me more like March, April, actually. There's a job, they're not happy with what they're doing also, I'm feeling. Is that true?
Right, correct.
Yeah. That's part of what's causing the stuckness is I'm not happy, so I can't be happy with anything else.
Right.
You'll notice more of a shift, I would say, probably, you know, I'm psychically saying March. The guides and their higher self are saying more like April, because this person isn't moving too quickly. You're going to have to just accept it where it is. I do feel that it's going to remain stuck for a while, and it has to do with their image of themselves, this job situation.
Right.
Once that moves, they'll be more open.
Open to me, or just say, well, thanks for all your help. Now I'm going to move on to something else.
I feel that it would still be more of a friendship. See, that's it. You have to kind of withdraw your help. That's what I'm saying. You're really holding this relationship up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, they're you know, kind of letting it down. You're holding it up. So I would say to take a breath and, like I said, bring your energy back to you so you're not over.
I have a fear of being used or taken advantage of. That's where I'm coming from. I'm a very loving, helpful person, but there has to be some kind of balance.
Yeah. I want you, again, selfandlight.com. Let's see what link it is here. To start 5-step emotional clearing process.
Okay.
There is a link there. You can download that for free. Just pull it up and then print it out. If you're inspired to go to the advanced level, you get the CD. Mm-hmm. Because you have a pattern of that, the overgiving, but it's not just overgiving. You're actually holding that person up in that relationship. You're actually fueling it. And then at a certain point, you go, oh, I've given a lot of fuel here, a lot of flame, and now my little flame is flickering.
Mm-hmm.
I need something. And then they're not there for you. I want to say I see this person turning around, but I see them turning around more as a friend. So if you're wanting a different type of relationship, I would say not this person.
Okay. I appreciate the help.
You're very welcome, Liz. Keep us posted, will you? Okay.
Oh, well, thank you so
keep
much.
Keep posted.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You're blessed. Bye-bye. Hello, 516-232. You're on Awakening.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. That meditation was very relaxing.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad. I feel that way, too. I feel much more in alignment than actually when I started the program, too. So, so what can? Where should we go? What can I help you with?
I also have a relationship question.
Okay.
Boy,
it fits in. It fits in for the now. Let's see. Okay, what is it? Now, one thing I feel where you weren't certain of the relationship for a while, right? I feel like there was either some back and forth or you weren't quite sure.
I guess initially, yes, but... It was a strange situation where at one point I actually felt like I was in love with two women and it was a little overwhelming.
That's
for
what
me,
I
actually.
Thought. Yes, I know, but that set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
So your uncertainty and the kind of the back and forth, I feel, has this person not totally trusting. And so I feel there needs to be some, there's broken heart on their side. And now you're more sure. Boy, you have two sides. You're quite the romantic, very much can get into the art, fantasy, the whole, wonderful romance of it and want that. But you also want somebody very grounding and grounded and practical. So you have both those two parts need to come more together within you. I feel it's going to take some time. Now, has this person kind of backed off a bit?
Oh, yeah, quite more than a bit.
Okay, a lot, like a slam, okay. Because
I
feel that it's broken heart. I can feel the heaviness in the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trusting. They're not trusting is what it is. And I do feel they're nursing a broken heart. They're really upset. They're really, you could talk, you could try talking, you could try, I wouldn't try right now to get back together, but perhaps to, and you were actually with the other woman too, right?
What do you mean?
Were you with another person?
Was I?
Were you, you between two relationships?
Yeah, I was like a while ago, but that's, you know, long done. And now I feel that this woman that I should have known better, I really feel she's my twin flame now.
Well, she's not. You're going to have to build some rapport to get the trust back. Because I feel like there was even relations. You could have had, you know, sex with the other one, kissing, rolling around, something. Because the one feels very threatened, can't trust, too good to be true, I should have known better, and has had this happen before, too. So you're dealing with a couple of things, not just what you did, but previous experience. So
right.
I would say without trying to get back together, is just wanting to talk and hear her out more.
Mm-hmm.
And try to build some rapport.
I just sent her a letter.
Oh, you did? Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. But I don't want you to come from you, all about you and what you did. I want you to come from more hearing what she went through and what she needs and wants.
Right.
And there is another person around her too, by the way. So, but I do feel she's healing. She's healing. There's the broken heart. But as you write her,
there's a man around her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm.
And so he's, you know.
You love that man, though?
She's still healing, but I do feel she's not so trusting, but she's trying to trust him more. But I still feel she's healing from the situation with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if you're going to write her a letter, it has to be more about hearing what she went through, what's going on with her, even that what you told me, you made a mistake, but you were trying to figure things out, whatever, but your stuff. But I really have to be more about what she went through and really being heard, because this other guy is listening a lot to her.
Right.
See, so that's safe for her right now.
Right.
Okay. Does that help?
A little bit, yeah. Do you see her responding to my letter? Will she contact me anytime soon?
I don't know. Real soon. It could be a few weeks after the letter. You know, maybe a week or two. It could even eke to 3 weeks. Because I feel she is the type of person that wants to do the right thing. But I have to tell you that this other person, she is, you know, that's around her, she is dating. There is, it's not etched in stone. I don't know that I would say twin flame. I really, you know, and again, there's many flames. If you want a life partner, a life mate, it's not 100%, I would say, with her. And part of that is because of the betrayal aspect, how extreme it got, and this other individual that is around her. I feel she could be confused herself. She could talk to you and want to try things out and want to hear you out, but I still see the other guy in the picture as well. So she's going to be the one that's a little uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't know till about January what's going on.
Okay.
She could be traveling too. She could leave for a while. I feel like there's a trip, so that's going to add a little bit of time as well. Okay. But come connect in with as a friend. Connect in with as a friend and build that rapport.
Right. That's
all
right. Righty? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Blessings. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot happening right now with relationship. Good thing our guest works a lot with relationship as well. So can maybe even ask him what his input is about what's going on or how to deal with, you know, some of these issues. Sometimes we have to wait for the healing to take place. You know, you have to wait for, give it time. That's another thing. Sometimes, you know, time is not just of the essence, it is the essence. Hello, 901-406, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lanice.
Hi, Lanice. Could I answer a question for you? Did you have a question?
Yes, relationship.
Okay, I love it. Love it is, okay, we've got someone in the chat saying, love is in the air. Da, 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 da. Yeah, there is a lot.
Love is in the air, huh?
Yeah, well, you're going, where is the love? Where is it? Okay. Now, Lanice, do you have children around you?
Yes, I work with children.
Oh, no wonder. Oh, okay, because I'm seeing children.
I'm enjoying it, though. I have two lovely grandsons who adores me, and I adore them. We have a beautiful relationship.
Wow, okay, because you do well with children. There's a lot around. I can. You have many children, though, right? Because I'm feeling a lot of children.
Well, I work with them, but I only have one son, and I have two grandsons.
Okay, so it's the children you're working with then. Okay, so what's your question? You're wanting, I hear in you, Lanice, it's my time, my turn. Where is it? I want it now. Does that sound about right?
Well, I'm in a wonderful place. I've never been here before.
Yeah, it's time for Lanice to play more. And that might be why you're not as enjoying, because you're great with children, and it's definitely in your soul path, so you're right on target. I want to say I maybe want to have you do some writing or do some things, even a children's blog or a creativity blog, and then do some books. Do it in a different way, because I do feel things are going to be picking up where even you're going to try. I don't feel a relationship, though, around you, right?
Well, I've met someone. He is not in the same state as I am. But I feel really good about the energy around him.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why I see the travel, because I said I was saying that I see more travel around you. I see more and a relationship in regards to that. So if he's out of state, out of town, you could be traveling more and then actually even traveling with him. But you are, especially next year, April, May, June, even June, July, a lot more travel. I do see a relationship coming in for you, definitely, a long term. But there is something about travel connected with it. And that could be now traveling to see him, but also I feel traveling with him.
Okay. Well, we've talked about that. He seems to like travel, and we've made a date for the springtime about where we're going to travel to.
There you go.
And
see?
I'm okay with that, and I feel good about it, but I'd like to know what's your take on him. And will it be an us coming out of
it's
this?
Gonna go a little it's going to go a little start-stop, a little slow. Part of that's because you're not in the same area. Part of it is both of your schedules. I feel right now he wants something a bit more loose or open. He wants companionship. He wants someone to do activities with. That's where he's at. You know how some people you connect with them through food? Some people you connect with them through nature or hiking. This guy, you will connect with him. So don't bring up the where are we going. Don't bring up where are we going.
Okay.
What is this relationship about?
I won't.
No. Just do things with him. He wants, the more you do with him, the more you're in his life. And that's how he is. So he wants someone, let's go here, let's go there, let's travel, let's go to this concert. So he wants a companion. That's love to him. That's romance to him, is the companionship.
Yeah, he's talked about all these places he's going to take me. And he's really excited about it. And I see he loves to do, and I love to go places.
Then go. Then go. Yeah, then go.
Well, I'm trying to see where it's going, huh? Just enjoy it where it is.
Just enjoy it. And I would even say next year there's another person a little more local. So you're going to have a little, you know, you're dating. You're casually dating. So be okay with that, you know. Be okay with the casual dating. Okay.
That sounds good to me. I just
want to
have fun, too.
Yeah, well, that's it. So then it's perfect.
Okay.
All right, Lanice, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I want to continue to listen.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. That's okay. Little Light in the chat is saying that she that investing in love is paramount. I think we take love with us and leave love behind when we leave this body. Love is no longer lasting or money. Well, I think love is all we are. So I think that love is that life force animating energy, that it transcends the polarity of life, death. It is that lasting. It's what remains with us, if you will. Okay, so let's see. We've got waiting for the guests to call in, and when they call in, but until then, I'll just keep doing readings and chatting, okay? So it's interesting, too, our topic, building great relationships. So that's paramount right now. And like I said earlier, that's going to be more and more important. You know, we're the 2000s that we're in, and especially kicked in and 2005. That's really when we began to connect in more with the Aquarian energy or Aquarian frequency, which, by the way, is agape love. The Aquarian energy is not is focused on romantic love. It'll still be there, personal love or individual love, but it's about community. It's about society. It's about the collective. It's about universal love. It's about universal brother sisterhood, if you will, humanity. It's about a cosmological and global unification. So we're going to be learning more of this. We're going to be learning about what is love, compassion, understanding. What does it mean to, like our other caller, when he called about being in a situation where you have to, where you might want a romantic, you know, you might want a sex love. You want sex with this person, right? You want a sexy love. But right now they can't do that. They are healing. So you have to take care of your own needs in that department, but maybe be friends with them. Maybe have compassion for where they're at. For other people, it may be it's time to move on. It's an awareness that, you know, I need to move on now, that this, and even physically move on. So it's going to take many, many forms for, you know, all of us. And the only way, just like we did that meditation earlier, the only way that we will know what to do and what's truly right action is by meditating, by tuning in. That's the only way we'll really know, because it's going to come from beyond the ego personality. Hello, 212-579, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program. Did you have a question or comment? 212-579, you're on the program.
You know, this thing about having healthy boundaries energetically.
Oh, I can hear myself in the background. You 212, I'll come back to you. 212-579, I'll come back to you. You've got your radio on. Okay. Hello, 210-287, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Do you have a question? Hello.
Yes, I do. Can you hear me? If I move my phone, I might hang up.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry. I'm going through a divorce, and I'd like to know if you see us becoming more friendly. I'm trying not to, I'm trying to back down and see him and work through this, but I'm afraid it's affecting my children, and I need to move on. It's time.
Yeah.
Our paths just are not together anymore, and I know this. He's having a really hard time with that. And just like to know what you see.
You need to pull back a little. You need to focus more on you right now. And because I feel you've definitely been the caretaker. You put a lot of energy into the relationship to the children, even financially. So I do feel there'll be a coming together down the road. There'll be some talk, more talking and some more peace. But right now, you need to feel and understand the bond is still there, the love is still there. But on a practical level, an action level, you do need to pull back so this person can have their own experience and you're not saving them. You're not interpreting it for them. You know, they need to feel a little bit of their own experience,
right,
their own situation, right, on this. And I do feel that some more grounding for the children is needed as well. So things like their schedule, their structure, focusing more on that. But especially for you, more healing time for yourself, and to focus on you and begin to feel, what does it feel like to be more of an individual? You will have another relationship, by the way. I just feel you'll be more individual in it, and you'll have more support and even financial support. And you may even do a business with this individual. So, but right now it is about you connecting in more with yourself and connecting in with you, healing, and connecting in with you as you. What are you, what are you about? What do you want to do? What do you like to do? Your routine, your scheduling. And, let him have his emotions, because I feel he's not that much emotionally connected. So he needs to connect into emotions. What are emotions? What are feelings? Journaling would be great for him.
Well, you know what?
Does that help?
It's funny, he's in the mental health field, and this is really a step for him to try and do this. I just have to step back and stop taking care of him.
Yeah, you do. And that's going to be that energy you want to extend to him, you need to bring to yourself and let him learn how to do this on his own. I can't tell you how many clients that I have that have either are currently or have worked with a psychiatrist or, a conventional psychologist and hear things that they're doing. It doesn't matter what field, we all have our blind spots, and sometimes it's like the old saying of the auto mechanic that has the car that's always breaking down, So, but yes, this person I do feel really needs to connect in with themselves as the emotional aspect and the spiritual aspect of themselves. And they're not going to do that if you are overly caretaking.
Okay. That's really
all right.
Yeah, I have a question. There's someone I'm talking to. Is this person going to be a support for me emotionally?
Well, I feel that, I feel that I feel like you have a pattern that you need. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, the pattern that you need to break. So right now it is, some people will be around you, I feel, but for the most part, I feel it's going to take a little bit of time for you to connect into your own individuality and autonomy. And from there, you will get more equal relationships. How's that? More equitable. Okay? All right. So I just had a message that the phone went out, that our guest is on the line, so which great. So as promised, we do have Dr. Craig Martin on the line, perfect. Okay. Hello, Dr. Craig?
I'm here.
Oh, great. I had a different number for you, so that's why I was waiting.
I know. That is actually my office line, and I have come up to Northern California for business, and then it never even occurred to me. I thought, when I'm sitting here in the queue and I'm waiting and I'm listening to you say, well, we're waiting for our guests, and just tell you that I've been enjoying your show. I called my assistant and I said, could you try and log on to the show? And because I can't do that right now where I'm at, and could you try and tell them that I'm calling in? So it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. And thank God we had Julia on the
Yes, your assistant who called, yes, and got me on my cell phone, and I was on this other landline while I was listening to your show, and I said, I'm here. So, but I got a chance to listen to you do a couple of, calls, and very insightful, and really, it's just a pleasure to be talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Craig. One thing I want to just dive in, because we'll have to have you back also when we have more time, because I've gone through your website and I just find what your the way you're combining the astrology and the spiritual counseling is really quite beneficial and profound. But also I want to dive in with your book, Elemental Love Styles.
Sure.
Yes, and because as you've been hearing, you know, and it's always up about relationship, as you know, but even more now that we're going through this shift and, you know, collective changes,
right?
People are questioning, right, am I with the right person, or, you know, how do I get more fulfillment for myself, for others?
Right.
So we can start there with your book, a bit of what it's about and how you work with relationships, because you actually work a lot with relationships.
I do. For me, really successful relationships are about intimacy, and intimacy is our ability to be open and honest with someone else. Mm-hmm. The vulnerability is what we think of when we think of, like, physical intimacy, sexual intimacy, where we're naked before someone. But there's a kind of naked before someone that's spiritual and emotional, where we're not hiding who we are, and that's what real intimacy is with someone. And how do we approach that? How do we approach intimacy with another human being, that sort of honesty, is by knowing ourselves first. It's much easier to be honest with someone if you know what it is that you need to be honest about. And so we can only be honest with somebody if we really know who we are. And so my feelings about relationships when I'm working with people, when I'm working with individuals who are looking for a relationship, or whether I'm working with a couple, is to be able to take some inventory of what it is that we bring to the table. And I did write a book based on the natural elements. And because I felt that the natural elements, fire, air, water, and earth, was a very simple way for people to gain an understanding of themselves. I mean, I can use myself always quite easily to describe, you know, what it is that I encounter in myself in relationships and how I work to have a good relationship. Or we could, you know, talk about you also. We can have a caller and we can talk about them and their personality as well. But the idea is that if I find myself, if I have a lot of fire in my personality, a lot of enthusiasm and passion for everything, you know, that I encounter, a lot of creativity, that's great. And people are attracted to me for that. My present partner is attracted to me for that. But there's another side of that, which can be that because I have so much enthusiasm and passion for everything, I can be a little overbearing, a little domineering, a little, you know, they're not nice qualities. I know they're there. They don't always show up, but sometimes they do, because if I've got an idea and I want to make it happen, you better get out of my way. And that's not always really going to be a good thing in a relationship if I bring that kind of an attitude. And yet if I know that I have that part of my personality because I'm so enthusiastic and excited about life, if I know that that's there, that I can be pushy or bossy, then there's an opportunity for me to say, oh, there I go being bossy again. That's the success in any relationship, is when that intimacy is happening with the self as well as with the other. So that if my partner says to me, okay, you can't talk to me like that right now, then I'm like, right, I'm being bossy. You're right, okay, I'm sorry. It happens so quickly that it eliminates the tension as people are trying to find that compatibility. So
you're saying if people know that, like, the flip side, so to speak.
Correct.
But it's, you're saying their accountability to know that.
Correct.
Also,
well, I have to tell you, nobody comes and sees a couples counselor because of the good part.
Right.
people always come in and they want to talk about why their relationship is not working, not why it is working. You know, and so there, yes, there's always good things. There's good things. And I do encounter people certainly who need to be boosted up. You know, I do that as well. Where like you can use another elemental example, right? If someone comes in and they're an air type person, and you know they're there and their husband is saying, well, you do ignore me sometimes. Okay, that's air, because air can ignore people because their mind is so busy. But I could say, well, you know, you're intelligent, you're well-informed, you're curious, you're inquisitive, you want to find out so much information, you're curious about life, you know. Those are good things. That's why your husband's attracted to you in the first place. Yeah, he has to deal with the fact that you're dismissive or scattered or you ignore him because you're kind of in your own world thinking about your own thing. You don't want to have your mind encroached on. But it's really important for you to identify that's there in your personality, because then you realize, you can see how it's affecting someone else. I have to tell you, one of the things in relationships that makes it hard for people is how defensive we become. And part of relationships is about growing together. You know, that's part of what it's about. It's been happening since childhood, you know, with brothers and sisters. We've been growing together. We had fights with them all the time because of our differences, but yet we still had to find a way to, you know, grow together so that we could get along.
Mm-hmm. It happens. Yeah, it is hard. That defense, and I guess sometimes the longer people are together, you perhaps forget what the other part, you know, the other part of the element. And that actually, the element too, to tie this in, obviously corresponds astrologically as well, right?
It does, but, you know, I think that, you know, for instance, I'm not a fire sign, and I have a lot of fire in my personality. And, from a technical point of view in astrology, it's because I have planets in, like, the first house, which is the house of Aries. So I have a lot of watery planets, but they're in, houses that are ruled by fire. So my lessons are fiery, and so I have a lot of fire in my personality. But I also have the water. I'm a water sign, so I do have the water, and I do work on that. But as the book says, you know, start with your predominant element, the one that you are, you know, really approaching life from. Find out a little bit about that. People, I think one of the things that I always encounter in relationships with people who are looking for relationships is they get very nervous that there's something about themselves that is going to make the relationship end, that somehow they could screw it up, you know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We have a cliche in our language that I really don't like, where somebody will actually say to somebody, like, yeah, it's great you met somebody, just don't mess it up. And it always it's terrible. It's a terrible thing.
It's like, there's going to be more anxiety now.
It's a terrible thing to tell people, because we can't mess up relationships. Not in that way. Like, how can we hold ourselves responsible like that? It makes us sound like, well, if I tell somebody who I really am, I'm going to really mess it up. Good relationships work through the parts of ourselves that are frightened, that we find difficult, that make us anxious, the intimacy. And it happens at its own natural speed. Like, we don't have to just walk into a relationship and say, hi, this is who I am, and this is what all my baggage is. You know, that's not really what it's about either. It's about knowing that over the course of a relationship, someone that we become intimate with is going to see that. We're going to behave the way we really are, fully, as human beings. And knowing who we are fully as human beings makes the success of a lasting relationship so much better.
Well, point. I love that too. Good relationships work through. So in a way, people, if you're afraid of something, afraid of messing it up, obviously in what you said earlier, then you're not really being intimate, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly right.
We have some people. And how do you, maybe we can take a caller here.
Sure.
to see how you how do you find the elemental styles then?
Well, in the book there's a little quiz. In the book there's a little quiz at the beginning, and that's one way. And the other way, of course, is to be able to look at someone's chart because I can figure that out. But given that you know people are sort of just out there and they're not going online and finding out their chart and figuring out from there, I thought you know. Just saying to somebody, well, here's an astrology book, and you can look up that you're a Scorpio or a Libra or whatever and learn something about that. But it's a very incomplete picture. And so I did write a little quiz about basically the way that people just approach life. You know, it's sort of just a fun little quiz. It has a few questions, and it basically... The four styles are the enthusiastic, you know, passionate one, the intellectual, curious one, the very emotional one, that's water, and then the practical, get things done person, that's earth. And we are a combination of all of the elements, but one element will predominate in people's personalities. They will operate from that place more often than any other style. And I think it's good for people to figure it out. I can help people figure it out just by listening to them. And like if they have an issue, it always stands out to me what that issue is stemming from, elementally.
Well, let's see what.
Sure, we'll be happy to talk to somebody. Let's do it together. Let's do it together.
Okay. 516-232. You're on Awakenings, and you're listening. Would you like to partake of this?
Sure.
Okay, great. And give me your first name again.
My name is Tom. How are you?
Okay, Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Meet Craig. And how do you like to be Dr. Craig or Craig?
Oh, it's either Dr. Craig, Craig. The kids call me Dr. Craig.
Okay.
Most adults call me Craig.
How you doing?
I want to be a kid.
Good. Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, that's how that started. It started a long time ago when I was seeing someone's son. We were doing counseling, him and his mom, and he came in and he was like, Dr. Craig, Dr. Craig, and he had like a little cartoon or like a coloring book drawing for me. And so then my assistant started calling me that. At the time, she thought that was really funny and really cute. So she was like, Dr. Craig. And it morphed into that. So, yes, I've come to assume the identity.
Okay, I love it.
Tom, okay, what's going on?
I have a relationship inquiry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right now, where I'm at, I actually don't have software to run your chart, but just tell us a little bit about, you know, what that inquiry is, and I'm sure that between the two of us, you're going to get some answer.
Okay. Well, I did ask Michelle earlier. It's about a woman named Lori. She's an ex of mine. I'm trying to reconcile with her. Just wondering what you see happening with that.
What steps have you taken to reconcile with her?
I just sent her a letter that she should be getting possibly today.
Okay. So you haven't really heard back from her yet?
No, she probably just got the letter today.
That's fine. And when did this relationship end?
It was actually a couple of years ago. I can't stop thinking about her.
That's good. Did you say that in the letter?
Yes, I did. I was as honest as I possibly could be.
Do you mind telling us how that relationship ended? Did it end badly, or was it you that walked away from it? Was it mutual?
No, she kind of got scared, I guess, and I think she has, like, intimacy problems. And
okay.
I think the relationship went a little too fast for both of us, I think.
Okay.
And also, I was kind of just getting out of another relationship when I met Lori, so I...
Okay.
Felt a little guilty leaving my 8-year relationship and feeling as strongly as I did about Lori, so I tried leaving Lori, and I don't know. And then I realized I just made a really big mistake.
Have you spoken with her over the course of the last 2 years?
A little bit, but not really.
Not much. So you wrote her a heartfelt letter.
Yeah.
And you sent it out about a few days ago, and you think she should be getting it today.
Right.
Okay, my feeling is that you have an opportunity to at least speak with her. if you have talked to her over the course of the last 2 years, I don't think that she'll get that letter and then ignore you. You may encounter the fact that she's still having the same intimacy problem that you felt back then, like the heat of a relationship. You know, that what I was describing when we were just talking about intimacy, that it gets hot in there, you know, because we become frightened that someone's going to see something about us that even we don't really like about ourselves, and that she might have been feeling that. She might have been feeling like, wow, I really like Tom, and he's going to find out something about me and he's going to leave me. Or maybe, look, he was in this 8-year relationship and he's leaving somebody that he was with for 8 years. I don't want to be with him for 8 years and have him leave me. And those fears, they compound inside of someone, and it sounds and it feels like Lori was having a lot of that at the time, make us want to walk away from a relationship, because none of us wants to be hurt. You know, love has a painful side. You know, we're always going to hurt each other when we're in a love relationship. We just are, because that shadow side of ourselves is going to ignore someone or overpower someone or dismiss them or hold a grudge or, you know, inflict our rules on them or whatever. And that's going to hurt, and or we don't want to be abandoned, or whatever our issue is, it's going to get triggered. But what I can tell you is that I feel that, from what I hear and feel from your honesty, what you just said, that you wrote a heartfelt letter saying that I can't stop thinking about you. You've made yourself vulnerable again now, is what you've done. You've made yourself vulnerable. She may not ever respond to it, right? She may write you and say, you know, I'm not on the same page as you, or, you know, but you still had to make that gesture. So really, like, you know, good for you, because your capacity to have done that reflects how ready you are for a relationship. I just want to say that you're ready, because you're ready to make yourself vulnerable. I have a feeling that she's going to give you an opportunity to speak more. And definitely you should say that, you know, even though when you do get that opportunity, I would recommend that you say, even though I can't stop thinking about you, I want you to know that I would still like to go slow this time, or if we're going to start to have dinners or see each other, I would love to take it a little bit more slowly so that neither one of us gets scared.
Mm-hmm.
You want to jump in with me on that?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think with him too, though, the back and forth, his, yeah, she's not feeling safe. Yeah, with him back and forth with the relationship and uncertain whether to leave the other one is also.
Is she in another relationship?
Well, she has somebody, a man around her that she's dating right now. But I mean, Tom wasn't sure about being with her or not being with her.
Uh-huh.
Because he was not sure about being with her or with the previous relationship.
Okay,
so now
he is sure.
Yeah, sure.
Her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is that I feel like there's a sort of newfound, sometimes when we become certain, when our readiness for a relationship and our genuine affection for somebody takes the precedence over our fear, we're able to say no. You know, we're able to say no, like, I can't live in that place where I would walk away from this. I have to step forward and say, I know it's going to be scary, but I'm going to show up. That's what I first heard from him, when he said, you know, his concerns right now are that he's put himself in that place of availability,
which
and vulnerability.
Which is powerful, right? I think that's great, because you're
that's
really living, right?
That's an indication that he's ready for ready.
Yeah.
You know, and I know he's going to hate if I say, whether it's with Lori or with someone else, so that's the caveat,
yeah,
of
right.
course. He's going to hate me saying that, but the the truth of it is, Tom, is that you actually realized that, whether it's with Lori or not, or someone else, that this is the feeling that you have to have in order to be able to make it happen. You have to be, you know, and I would imagine that every single woman out there listening to this radio show is going to be wanting your email address.
Yeah, there you go. Why not? Come on.
Yeah, because I'm saying... a ready and available man, you know. I mean, that's a good man to find. Someone that's saying, you know what? I realize how important being with you is to me. I realize how important that is. So even though this is going to be scary, I'm willing to do this work. I'm willing to do the work of confronting fear, taking care of you, embracing our differences, honoring and cherishing our similarities, all of that. That's such an emotionally deep path. And you saying, I'm ready for that, that's enormous. And you know, Lori may very well open up a little door to take a peek at that. She may say, like, you know, wow, that's pretty sincere and pretty deep. So I do think you're going to get an opportunity to talk to her, and be aware that your readiness doesn't necessarily mean that she's on that same page with you right now. So if you're really ready, what you're going to do is you're going to say that to her. You're going to say, I recognize that you may not be ready yet, and all I'm asking you right now is, do you think that you might be? Do you think that you'd like to explore that with me?
Right.
That's going to give her an opportunity to feel safe. You can't come back and say, okay, I'm really ready now. I'm really ready now, and I can't stop thinking about you. And how about if you jump on board with me immediately, because I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Great insight. Thanks for calling in, Tom.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate your time.
I thought it might give you some more clarity.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, have a beautiful day.
Yeah, that was great. That was, I love that too. It's like almost like warrior energy, you know, just being out there in the world, you know. Ready now. I love that.
You hear it right when he first said, you know. That's what's so beautiful about like doing the intuitive counseling is that that someone's going to reveal, or my clients, your clients, people we work with. This is what's so nice about doing this, and I love talking like with you about. We could take another caller; it's great, but I love talking about the caller that we just spoke with, and what was their issue, because there might be other people really who are listening with a similar issue, and I felt like part of the core there was about readiness and not readiness, and that's one of the components of a relationship. I think about it all the time, is that, you know, that I think that many people, men and women, go out there in the world and they date people who aren't really ready. And then they don't really understand why it falls apart, and then they blame themselves.
Yeah, and you know what, Craig, also I think you're bringing up too, because some reason we have in our culture that, you know, if you weren't ready before, that's it, okay. Done, you know, end of
right.
story. You know,
right.
And what I'm hearing from you is that, you know, in many things in life, in fact, not just relationship, you might not be ready, but you go through some process, and then you really come to a point where you say, I am really ready. I want
of
this.
Course.
And right. And why not only seek it, but even to what I'm hearing from you, communicate with somebody that you had a past relationship of that type with, and bring that to them.
Yeah. I mean, and you're right. Absolutely every major life-changing decision, you know, you want to go back to school, you might not be ready, and then all of a sudden you are. You want to get married, you want to have a relationship, you want to have a baby, you know? People encounter it all the way up to, should I retire yet or not? You know, am I ready for that? What am I going to really do after I retire? All life's passages represent points where we need to be ready for what it is that the change, the fork in the road, and yet we're called upon to grow always. Mm-hmm. So the relationship is going to make you grow, taking on a job, going back to school, having a baby, all of those things are going to make us grow as souls. As individuals, we're going to have to learn more about ourselves, embrace love, find out about harmony and balance and working it out with each other. Find out about more about ourselves and become more filled with self-esteem and worth and purpose. And those things require energy, and we have to be ready. And so we know if we're not ready, that we're more likely to not succeed, and we always want to succeed. So, yeah, some of the readiness is to say, okay, I've funded enough strength in myself now to go out there and start internet dating, because we all know how much that sucks. You know? So, you know, you got to be ready for that, because the person might be out there and they might be on internet dating, but you're still going to have to kiss a lot of frogs.
That's right. You still do. You still do.
Or at least email them.
That's right. Some form of frog communication.
Exactly. I emailed a lot of frogs. It's the new age. We don't have to kiss them.
That's right. But I do love the fact that you're saying, you know, that you're not X'd out and also releasing that punitive feeling, you know, that judgment of, okay, well, too bad, you weren't ready before, but now you are. It really...
Right.
And do you think that for people, it's their own pacing to some degree?
Yes. And sometimes, you know, we do... Sometimes, like for Tom's situation, he could go back with Lori, and Lori could be all, you know, filled with trauma from the relationship with him, and she really needs someone new, or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. He won't really know that until he approaches her, and in the way that he approaches her, like, is she able to come back to him? And instead of going on and having something new, that's what you were saying about, you know, sometimes we're just a little, we go like, you know what, I love you, I forgive you, but I don't really want to get back in the same ball game with you in particular. And that's okay too. And if that happens, that's not the right relationship. That's just the truth, you know, and that's based on faith. Based on some faith that we're constantly being guided to what's right for us as long as we'll keep showing up. And I have to tell Tom, he's showing up. That letter is showing up. Writing her that letter is showing up. And if she doesn't want to show up, if she's still not ready, okay. Take your readiness and go play somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Be willing to do that, because that readiness is very special. It means that you finally are opening yourself up to that change, to whatever the change, to saying, I want to have a committed relationship, in his case, let's say, because I'm ready for that adventure. You know, I'm ready for that adventure in my life. You know, I don't know the outcome, I don't know anything, but I'm ready for that adventure, and you're someone that I would definitely take that adventure with. Do you want to do that with me? You know, I think it's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And if Lori's listening, she better at least give him a call.
That's right.
Because she's
Send
missing
her the
out.
Link, Tom.
Exactly.
Send her the link.
Exactly. Send her the link, or I'm going to put you on my mailing list, your email on my mailing list to all of my single clients.
There you go. There you go. Speaking of that, because I did put your website in the chat room, but I've got two of them for you. You've got drcraig.com, in
right.
case people that are listening want to reach you, and that's doctor spelled out, D-O-C-T-O-R, Craig, C-R-A-I-G.com.
Right.
And then I had LAHealer also.com.
Right. Dr. Craig.com is more about me and my vision statement, and it also is for a lot of media things. Like, there's a press room on there if you want to see my appearance on Millionaire Matchmaker or KTLA News, or you want to hear the Martha Stewart interview. Or it's all on the press page, and there's other information about my book and really, like, who I am. If you want to find out about working with me, the website's LAHealer.com. And that page, that website talks very much about what services I offer and what my approach is specifically to counseling and healing. So, they're interlinked. You can go back and forth between the two anyway. Those are the two sites, and that's why they're divided.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, and let me just mention also that being on Awakenings Radio today, I'm offering people $50 off on their first session with me or any reading. You know, it could be a couples reading, a compatibility reading, or an individual reading until the end of the year. So anyone who wants to take me up on that, just mention that you heard me on the show. And that includes anyone that you might refer if you're listening to the show. And you can just say, I heard you offer a special for the end of the year special. And I'll definitely honor that if you mention this show.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm going to put that on there. So very generous offer. So $50 off either a first session.
Any session. Any first session. Right.
Okay. So even astrology as well, compatibility charts.
Yep.
And they can, okay, just mention Awakenings or Awakenings Radio. And
correct.
You can go off lahealer.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wow, that's nice. That's nice. And I, for the end of the year, for the, you know, beginning, end of the year, beginning of the new year, I think it's always great to get insightful readings. And as well as with all this that's going on with the relationships, are you seeing a lot more?
Yes.
Especially with where that's going on, or seeing more challenges?
Yes, and the retrograde Venus that we've just had for the last 6 weeks, that's been a big deal. And, you know, that's going to stay retrograde also until November 18th. That's been causing tremendous amount of people to review their relationships. I just got interviewed by Hollywood Life magazine, hollywoodlife.com, about a woman who, there have been so many breakups, celebrity breakups, in October, and she wanted to know what that was about. So she and I talked about Saturn in Libra, constriction and focus in relationships, and retrograde Venus. And she did a really nice write-up and explained the astrological influence. I was impressed by what she actually wrote. So, yeah, there are things going on right now, and especially we're in all the way until the end of 2012 with Saturn in Libra, so relationships are in focus because Saturn causes us to focus on whatever sign it's in, and it's in Libra, which is the sign that rules relationships, marriage and commitment. And so we're having to focus on marriage and commitment, and that focus sometimes makes things difficult because we look at it and we're like, okay, I'm focusing on it. I'm spending a lot of time thinking about my relationship. You know what? I don't like it. You know, and so it's great. And that, you know, so Saturn's bringing almost like a forced intimacy into relationships because it's breaking apart relationships that aren't really working, and that's Saturn's function in astrology, is to get rid of quote-unquote the dead wood, things that no longer serve us. And now it's in relationships, so it's getting rid of what no longer serves us in the commitments that we have. Well, creating a great reevaluation of commitment. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Craig, this has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Winding out of time here, but I would
love
to extend the invite to come back and we get the right number and we can have you
longer. I'll have Kara get in touch with you guys. And thank you again so much for having someone give me a ring, or that was brilliant of her to call my phone, because I would have sat here for the entire time just listening to the show while you would have said over and over again, I guess my guest stood me up, and I would, and I'm like screaming into the phone, no, I'm here.
Well, then I had a flash. I thought there's another number, but then I looked at
it. It was me. You know, at that last minute, I got called to do some work up here in San Francisco. So normally my practice is in Los Angeles. I'm in San Francisco for just a couple of days. I'm going back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And it just, so much going on, it didn't even cross my mind to send you a number.
No worries.
So I apologize for that.
No worries.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for having me on. It was delightful. You're awesome. And
many blessings.
And I look forward to talking with you again.
Yeah, me as well. Have a great
trip. Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Dr. Craig Martin. You can reach him at lahealer.com. And he did extend a wonderful gift to all the Awakenings listeners for $50 off any first session, whether regular spiritual counseling session or astrology or compatibility or composite chart session. And you can find more information at lahealer.com. Wonderful to connect with all of you today. I love your emails. Keep them coming in. This will be a regular where we are answering the email questions, obviously questions in chat room as well as on air. But if you do write any questions in, you can go to awakenings@selfandlight.com. or my blog, which is consciousinspiredliving.blogspot.com, and that is for the soul insights, and you can put your questions or comments there as well. Both of those places will get to me. So, thanks, Charles. Saying nice show. Really nice show. I really, really enjoyed this. And I will be putting an 11-11 meditation on my blog as well, Full Insights, again, for tomorrow. And it's just been wonderful to connect with all of you. I enjoy this so much. And until next time, just continue to share your insight, shine your light, and, of course, keep awake.